be silly. Of course. You're welcome to have lunch with me in my office any time, Amber. I'm just a bit surprised. You usually like to go out to that sushi place. What are you talking about? Really? It's that noticeable that after lunch I'm always in a much better mood at the office. So you want to know what I've been eating? Well, I hate to burst your bubble, Amber, but it doesn't have anything to do with what I'm eating for lunch. Are you sure you want to know my secret? Okay, then. Go lock the door. Go on. Trust me. All right. I'm just going to slide my chair back from under my desk and... Hey, I didn't say stop. Keep fucking going. Oh, it was so hard to try to be quiet, Amber, when his face was buried between my thighs under my desk like this. But now, you know my secret. Oh, yes, Amber. This is exactly who you think it is who has his face buried between my open thighs, eating my cunt out right now. Oh, I know it's a shock. Fuck, he's one of the most powerful people in this organization. But to me, he's just my little lunchtime bitch boy. And sometimes after work when I'm feeling generous. Oh my goodness. If only your face wasn't buried deep up in my pussy, you could see the look of shock on Amber's face. Oh, now you know why I'm always in such a fucking good mood after lunch. Oh, and there's more to him than just his pussy-licking skills. Not much, mind you, but he is a constant source of entertainment for me. What do I mean? Why don't we show Amber exactly what I mean? Come on, stand up. Oh, don't you shake your head at me. Come on. You know you're gonna fucking love this. Oh, Amber, look at him. Have you ever seen him look so humble and nervous? That's because he's about to drop his pants for you. Aren't you? Of course he is. He does whatever I say from 12 to 1 every fucking day. Now do it. Drop your fucking pants. Oh, don't worry, Amber. Trust me. You're gonna love this. And the briefs, too. Come on. We don't have all day. Ta-da!
Your face right now.
Oh, it's okay. It's okay to laugh. Just get it out. Shared his tiny talk with someone else. I forget that amazing first reaction and seeing just how small he is. Oh, just cut it out. Don't be silly. Take your hands away. She loves looking at it, laughing, don't you, Amber? Oh my god. I know. I mean, we've never seen a bulge in his pants before. Oh, but I bet you never thought his dick was that pathetic, did you? Oh, goodness. Oh, shoot. Oh, that's just another reason why I keep him around at lunch. He's such a good source of entertainment for me. And, oh, What he lacks in the penis, he surely makes up for with his tongue skills. And trust me, I put a lot of work into that. I'd be more than happy to have him demonstrate for you, Amber. Oh, no, I'm not kidding. My little bitch boy loves it when I make him entertain my friends. Don't you? Besides, if you really try and squint your eyes, Amber, and get him close, you might be able to see a tiny, teeny-weeny driplet of pre-cum on that dick of his. He's rock hard, by the way. Oh my god. I'm not even kidding. I'm not. Just reach out and touch it. It's like a little steel nub, isn't it? Oh my god. Oh, see? Ew. Now you've got his pre-cum on your hand. That's just gross. Just here's a Kleenex. Just wipe that shit off. Well, not to take anything away from you laughing at his little dick, Amber, but there's another thing that has him rock hard. Turn around. We're gonna show Amber what else has that little dick raging hard. I'm sorry. Now. God, you're being so naughty today. He's just so embarrassed, Amber. I apologize for him. Bend over. There you go. Now, you know what to do. Oh, fuck. You can't see Amber's face from your position, but she just can't believe that you are spreading your ass cheeks open for her and showing her that pretty pink plug I made you put in there this morning. He just loves that. Loves walking around the office all day in his powerful suit, giving orders, and God, he's got my little pretty pink plug stuffed up his hole. That's also what's got that tiny little nub leaking. And now you see why he's just a constant delight for me. And I did mean it when I said he's got amazing pussy-eating skills. I'd really be honored if you'd let me show him off. Just slip your panties down, Amber, and hop up on my desk and spread your legs. Oh, he'll take all the stress of this morning away. Go on. You know what to do. No. I don't want you on your knees this time. I want you standing, bent over, where I can get a good look at all of you while you go to work on Amber's pretty pussy. I bet she tastes amazing. Oh, see? God, he's really started and you're already moaning, you little hussy. Jesus. No. You are not going to touch your dick. Hands on your knees, mister. Oh, God, this is actually hot. You know what I'm going to do? I'm going to get behind him and I'm going to start playing with this pretty plug I put in his ass. Just sliding in out a bit and, pushing it back in. Oh, God, I love it when he whimpers, especially when his mouth is full of your clit. Really? Already? Oh, yeah, fucking hell. Grab the back of his head and grind yourself on him and make yourself come. Oh, that's good. Fuck. Oh, yeah, that's it. Keep going. Give her what she needs. You know what to do. Make me proud. God, fuck, yeah. Oh, yeah, both the way his ass just clenches around this toy as he really gets into it. Oh, fuck. Oh, my God, fuck. I love those sounds. Him whimpering and you fucking coming because he did such a good job. Oh my god, look at him tremble. Oh, I want to feel what this is doing to his tiny little ew! Jesus! Not again! He fucking came. Oh, god. I apologize, Amber. I'm still training him, as you can see, and Sometimes his little nub just can't take so much excitement with his face buried in your what must be a yummy pussy and me playing with his ass. I guess it was just all too much for a pathetic little man like him. Ah, God. Jesus, now there's a little puddle on the floor under my desk. The only positive there is when he leaves my office to go back to work, he can demand that maintenance come in and steam clean everything for me. Ugh, such a disappointment. I'm a little embarrassed. Why don't you apologize to Amber for not having any self-control? Oh, don't feel sorry for him. He knows better, and he's gonna get better. In fact, give me a couple more weeks with him, and I'll invite you back to my office for some more lunchtime fun, and I'll show you how much he's improved. What do you say, Amber? I'll bet you will be. Yes, yeah, of course, go ahead. Use my powder room to clean up. He can get kind of sloppy when his face is buried in a pussy, especially a new one. He just adores that. Oh, you're welcome, Amber. Anytime. Now, it's almost time for you to get back to work. What are you waiting for? Get dressed. Ugh, don't give me that face. Yes, of course, you can still be my pet. I'm just a little disappointed, that's all. But I'm not giving up on you. I don't know how many times I have to tell you that for you to stop worrying. You'll always be mine, to humiliate and share and to please me, of course. All right? Feel better? Do you think you can manage to put on your brave face for the rest of the afternoon? Good, because I enjoy keeping you as my secret little lunchtime treat. Oh, trust me, Amber's not going to say anything. Not if she wants me to share my toy with her again. Oh, look at you. You're blushing now. Ugh, enough of that. Get dressed. Get back to work. Oh, and don't forget to have someone come up here and clean up your mess.